You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got local, state, national, sometimes international, and we cover all those issues like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, by the way, real quickly, just a bit of breaking news going on right this moment. Just started a press conference with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Speaking about the major intel leaks that have come out of the Pentagon, that have got our both our adversaries and our allies all riled up. Some are saying that this leak is worse than the Snowden affair a few years back. So more to come on that one. We'll talk about it probably at some point during the week. But anyway, that's going on as we speak. All right. Well, I'm in number one of the triple dipper, home fries. Boomer, you got that sound effect? I just like it. Just hit that sound effect. Yes. So we're doing the home fries, talking about home front news right here in Alabama. Got to remember where we live and talk about our communities, our state capital, things that are happening in Montgomery down on Goat Hill. And somebody who's been very in tune with that, our friend Jeff Poor, who comes on quite frequently. Jeff is the host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile. And he's also, by the way, the executive editor for 1819 News. So without further ado, Jeff Poor, how you doing?
Doing well. Good afternoon.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, you had me on your show this morning. I thought, you know what? That fits my triple dipper for the day. So I just said, come on, man. Let's talk about Montgomery stuff. Appreciate you having me on this morning, by the way.
Hey, we always appreciate you coming on.
Okay, now that all the platitudes are over. But no, hey, Montgomery, you and I were talking a little bit about nanny state type bills. And I mentioned a moment ago about Barbara Drummond's bill, the whole deal of maybe making a felony for parents whose kid takes a gun to school. But there's other stuff going on down there right now, too. Your perspective on the nanny state and why aren't Republicans stopping it just like dead in its tracks?
I mean, is it wrong for me to be cynical about this and they're just looking to kill time until they pass the budgets? So they're letting all these kind of, I don't want to call them inconsequential because they're very consequential bills, but they're not exactly bread and butter, hyped up Republican policy type issues that they run on, right? Like what Republican in Alabama runs on, hey, we're going to pass, I want to get to Montgomery and pass a law that says you can't touch your cell phone while you're driving. Or how about this one? You got kids in the back seat under 14? I don't know why 14, but how about we ban you smoking? Those of you who raise on secondhand smoke, we don't. You turn out too conservative or something. I don't know, but we're gonna ban. I mean, it's not exactly like Republican type stuff here, is it?
No, and you know, I was talking earlier, like for instance, the Barbara Drummond gun bill. I mean, it talks about she believes that it would be okay if the parent could prove the gun was properly secured, and my point is, where does it end? What does properly secured even mean? Well, you got the vaping and smoking in the car. What if the windows are down? Does it matter? What if you're driving a Jeep with no top on it? Does it matter? And then on top of that, why 14? And then you mentioned not even touching your phone. How many people use the you know Google Maps while you're driving or Waze? And where do they come up with this? And I just, at some point, they have to recognize people are going to have some measure of self-determination.
Well, and this, it's just like we look, you can tell you how far society is out of whack, Senator, because I think it's this. I just think putting government as the higher power, the government's going to fix all our woes. It just becomes that, and we get complacent about just morals and ethics and things that are important, more secular. So we need, but we do still yearn for a higher power. So we make government that, and we expect government to feed our kids. And now police are in car behavior.
Well, you know, if government is your god, you will be let down at every turn. There's no way around it.
It's a man-made institution, and these people that just like it's like anytime there's one of these shootings, and you have these lefties that mock thoughts and prayers. you know, don't underestimate the power of prayer is what I think. But, you know, well, I don't care about your big magic Jesus in the sky. We need action now. We need law now. Well, you gotta trust the same people that brought us to DMV, the same people that bring us everything about government that's terrible, that is lacking. The people that brought you the transportation system that makes you sit in traffic, that's your higher power, and you're gonna make fun of us for having something, having religion in our life. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it's every day too, and you know, now some of these bills I know are not going to see the light of day. I've been down there and seen what I would call frivolous bills, and I've also seen times when a Democrat will say, I'm going to stand up there and filibuster your bill unless you let me at least get up there and talk about mine for a few minutes, because it's important to me and my constituents, which is never true. But nonetheless, I've seen those things happen. But I'm just still amazed that there are times when people who are in office believe that their office gives them the right to literally control every aspect of people's lives.
Well, people seem to be okay with it. It's almost like they need somebody. We have a society that needs somebody to tell us what to do. It needs that structure, I guess. I don't like it. I don't like this culture. But I think that the Alabama legislature is just, especially with an all-Republican body, super majority in both chambers, is maybe a product of our culture right now.
Well, maybe so. But hey, listen, I want to switch gears. You wrote an article, and since you're the one who wrote it, I figure you can talk about it. Came out today. State Rep Stringer is proposing that retired law enforcement, ex-military, are allowed to be armed at public schools. I guess, is he talking about his faculty, or is he talking about as like SROs, kind of like voluntary SROs? Either way, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, he's talking about faculty, which is this. Right now, I mean, if you're a former police officer, for whatever reason, you find yourself in a classroom. I don't know how often this happens, but I suppose that it could. Why not let that person be armed? Why not make that available to a school, you know, especially some of these schools? Maybe it's like a rural or not so rural school, but you have a former law enforcement officer or even someone who served in the military, familiar, that's capable. Maybe they're teaching shop, or they're coaching football, or whatever it may be. Let them carry, because it's just one of those things. It closes a gap. It's not a fix-all, right? But it ought to be on the books, at least, to be allowed.
Yeah, I don't argue that fact. I think this could make good sense. In fact, you look at it, I mean, it's kind of maddening that one of the places where there's like a no-gun zone is a military base. So much micromanagement there. But going back to this issue, you got somebody with military training, you got somebody's former law enforcement, and they're now working in a classroom or in some kind of support staff role at the school. Why could they not be armed? If you need to get them recertified, do it. But Stringer is from down there in your area, down in Citronelle. Have you had him on your show about this yet?
Yeah, so he's on every other week on my show, and this is what we talked about. So Representative Stringer, though, he's a former police chief in Satsuma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he got sideways with the sheriff down here. He was working for the sheriff since joining the legislature. The sheriff, Sam Cochran, fired him because of his support for constitutional carry.
I remember that.
Big controversy, but Stringer's bounced back, and constitutional carry is now the law.
That's exactly right. I'd forgotten he was that guy. Sheriff, how you like me now? I guess he doesn't have to vote on any bills the sheriff cares about, does he? Well, that could be interesting. So what else we got going on down in Montgomery this week right now? You got anything that you're targeting right now from 1819 side or your own show?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. I usually sit in on Wednesdays. Actually going to do the show in Stathagen's office tomorrow for the day. But a critical race theory is coming back. That's Ed Oliver's bill, and I think Barfoot's going to bring it in the Senate. The other one I'd watch for Thursday is kind of almost a formality at this point, but that's going to be the big economic incentives day. I think it passes, but it's aside from the budgets, you talk to these members, and it's the most important thing they are going to do, they will tell you, this legislative session, which is just beyond comprehension to me. But it is really, really important to them, really, really important to the governor. And I don't like the look, but I don't think they're going to have any problem getting it done.
I know some of those economic incentive bills that they're doing are just renewals of previous bills, although they're lifting the cap on them and that kind of stuff. But is there any rumor that some major you know, employment possibilities are hanging out there waiting to see if we're going to pass these first? Are we hearing anything about like the next Mercedes plant or Toyota Mazda coming to town as long as we get these passed? What's the deal?
All I hear is just little small potato projects, Senator. And obviously, we're not allowed to know. We will know when they make the announcement because it's proprietary. They don't want to give away any negotiating tactics. That and they did okay with Toyota Mazda up until the very end. If you just kind of watch what's going on there, but I do think that for whatever reason, this is you cannot speak ill of this or face the some kind of retaliation from some power above, be it the power company or be it leadership in either chamber. If you oppose these, they're coming for you. And I would like to know why. Maybe it'll all be cleared up when it's said and done.
Well, you know, some of these incentive packages, and I've told you on your own show, I'm not truly opposed to them. I think they have to be carefully crafted. But I also get a little bit concerned when I start seeing things like the Business Council of Alabama, the BCA, is now headed up by a Democrat. And I look at that and go, what's happening?
Yeah, it's like all this DEI, ESG stuff has really, really made its way into the business community. Is there any protection for the taxpayer against that nonsense if they start trying to introduce that into some of these economic development projects? I don't want us subsidizing that. I don't know about you guys, but
no.
I would like to know that, but we're not even allowed to ask.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, more to come. I just hope we have some Republicans down there with some chutzpah who will actually ask the hard questions, and I'm a little concerned that we don't. I think right now there's so much of a go-along to get along. Maybe we'll see grocery tax, repealed. Maybe we'll see some school choice. Maybe we'll see some tax reform. But right now, I just feel like it's how can we go along to get along, and what kind of micromanagement bills can we see to the floor?
Well, one last thing, and you might be a little long here, but a lot of your former colleagues are saying the same thing to me. What I'm texting right now as we speak, but like. It is what a feckless, scaredy cat group in Montgomery right now. And some will come on the show that I do in Mobile and say as much. Dick Brubaker, very outspoken. Yeah. Trip Pittman, very outspoken, too lately. But they just, I'm surprised at how many people are just looking at what's going on there and shaking their head like, what happened?
Yeah, what happened? A bunch of the conservatives left. In 2018, a third of the legislature who had been rocking the AEA's world, cutting back on budget, streamlining government, and doing those things we said we'd do, we all decided that we had met the mark and we went home. And dang, look at us now.
Look at the leadership. Schofield and Reed were right there with you guys, and now they're just kind of – it's a totally different environment.
More to come, brother. We got to hold our feet to the fire. All right, man, I did run long, but I appreciate you. Thanks for making time this afternoon, all right?
Hey, thank you for having me on.
All right, Jeff Poor from the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 and executive editor, 1819 News. Y'all check him out. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, about to change gears. Leave behind the home fries. Start talking about China rising. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world, one soundbite at a time. I'm going to go to the text line for a minute, Boomer. We got a bunch of texters came in. So just covering certain things that have been said throughout the show so far, we're already halfway through the show. How did this happen? Did you speed up the clock?
It was quick. I sped it up.
It was the home fries, man. I got hungry and forgot what I was doing. All right. So Ron from Tuscumbia just texted in. He said, as far as that hands-free bill goes, you know, that one bill we were talking about where someone's got a bill down in Montgomery that says you can't touch your phone while you're driving. Can't touch it. Don't you touch that. Don't you try to get your Spotify list going on your phone. Anyway, Ron from Tuscumbia says, as far as the hands-free bill goes, I'm all for it. I'm a motorcycle rider. I can't tell you how many times I've almost been run over by someone with a cell phone stuck to their head or looking down texting, no difference than a drunk driver. I get it, Ron, but how do you enforce this? You're going to tell police officers you can pull somebody over, you can ticket them, you can take your time because you saw them touching their phone. I think it could be something you could, if you could find evidence that they were a distracted driver, maybe, and cause an accident. But if they're just driving down the road talking on their phone, what the heck? Marcus from Huntsville says, how about we repeal the tax on all groceries covered by WIC? That's the Women's Infant and Children's Program, for a start anyway. Marcus, good point. That's exactly what they're talking about right now. The bill that has traction on repealing the grocery tax does it that very way. And it's a bill being floated right now by the two budget chairmen, Senator Arthur Orr and State Representative Danny Garrett. So, yeah, if they're for it, then it has more chance than it's ever had. And it does it exactly the way you just described. Marcus, thanks for the text. Where else have I got here? Tony from Piedmont's apologizing because he's been commenting on everything. I do not mind, Tony. Just keep them coming, brother. This doesn't bother me a bit. Gina from Athens regarding touching the phone. Says, what if you have to call 911 and you can't touch your phone? Interesting point. Have to break the law in order to call for the law. Interesting. Gina, great question. Then they say, ma'am, we saw you touching your phone. Yes, I was calling for you. I don't know. What else we got? Yeah, so Moon Pie from Madison texted in and said, next time we do the Grand Council with Dale Jackson, ask him why he seems to. And we talked about it last week. That's how I became aware of the bill that I talked about a minute ago. Barbara Drummond, Representative Barbara Drummond, has a bill that would hold parents accountable if a child brings a quote-unquote unsecured firearm to school. Moon Pie points out he believes that Dale Jackson is in it for principle, but he doesn't agree with the bill at all. And I agree with you. I disagreed with him last week on the air, and I'll do it again if I have to. We got a new texter, Melinda from Decatur. We're glad you're in the system with us. And then Danny from Decatur says, they keep wanting to pass laws about guns. The bad guys don't care about laws. How about laws to add a mandatory 5 to 10 years added on to any conviction using a firearm during a crime? Well, not a bad idea. We'll just have to wait and see, brother. I mean, it just gets weird. At some point, you think they there's no way they can keep running another bill and then think of another bill. It's a feeding frenzy. Now, some of those bills, by the way, have no chance. They don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of ever getting passed. I've seen sometimes too where people will drop a bill in just to tell their constituents they did. Other times I've seen bills that get dropped in and they're there to make a point, but they don't have any intention of pursuing them. And then I've seen other bills that are dropped in and they do it without ever consulting with anybody else to see whether they can have some support, and the bill dies on the vine because they never had support and they didn't bother to check it out. We'll see. All right, folks, we're going to come right back. Number 2 in the Triple Dipper, China Rising. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.